Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So sometimes when you hear a story, you're like, that didn't happen. That's made up.
What is this one?
A man who lives in New York State was arrested, has been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine after pleading guilty to raising sharks in his basement.
Wait, say that again?
A man who lives in New York State.
No, just what he did.
Raising sharks in his basement.
I thought I heard you wrong. Okay.
No, and when I read it, I'm like, that's not real. Joshua Seguin, 40 years old, was caught raising 7 sandbar sharks in New York. They are a protected species. State officials say this whole thing began in July 2017. He got caught in Georgia for driving without a license and possessing 5 undersized sharks in a large circular tank in the back of his truck.
Oh, my word.
Seguin admitted he had bought them in Florida, of course, and was transporting the sharks to New York, where he intended to raise them to full size and then sell them on the internet.
What? There's a market for that? I mean, how do you... Oh, what?
Okay, as a famous comedian once said, if you can think of something, there's a website for it. Whatever it is. So, get this. So, when the officials finally searched his home in New York, where he was conducting business under the name Aquatic Apex Life.
Okay.
And indeed selling all kinds of supplies over the internet, they found an above-ground pool in his basement.
Stop it.
That had 7 live sharks. They also found 2 dead leopard sharks. Not deaf leopard, dead leopard.
Oh, okay.
1 dead hammerhead shark and the remains of a small-toothed sawfish at his home.
What were those, just hanging out?
Evidently, he's not very good at raising sharks in captivity.
And what do you do with them when they are no more?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, he just left
them. You can't just bury a whole shark in your backyard. I guess you'd run out of backyard eventually.
An above-ground pool in his basement.
This is a, yeah.
How do you... Okay, what if you had a hole in it and it, you know, you
what if one of them
drains?
Bit through the side and suddenly you've got a basement full of sharks?
And then how do you explain that to your insurance company?
How do you get the sharks out of the above-ground pool in the basement, upstairs, and then how do you ship those?
Is it a walkout basement?
I have so many questions.
This is crazy.
I thought Tiger King was crazy. This guy needs a Netflix documentary.
A Shark King.
Shark King.
It's like sharking.
It was a year ago this week that I started watching Tiger King, and my life has never been the same. In a bad way. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. If you heard our shark story a little bit ago, we do have a post up on Facebook complete with photos that we scoured the internet to find.
So yes, so welcome. To answer the question I had asked about if it was a walkout basement. It does not look like it's a walkout basement. Uh-uh. It looks like it is only accessed. Now, I don't know this, but just from looking at it, it is an unfinished basement, and it looks like it's probably accessed from the main level. It also, I imagine that it's like one of those row house type deals because of the way the setup is from the picture they shared. I don't know.
Yeah. You want more details, head over to our Facebook page. This is good stuff.
An above-ground pool in a basement with sharks in it.
How? And I guess you can't even call it an above-ground pool anymore if it's in a basement.
Oh, which is in the ground.
Now it's technically a pool because it's under the ground.
Oh, wait a minute. That's so weird. But you've got a point. Oh, it's just all wrong.
It's not a helicopter if you put it in your basement.
Yes, it is. Come on.
Everything changes when you put it in your basement. Everything.
It doesn't make it less illegal, though.
No, not at all.